Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the wild hog problem in Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Bronson Strickland, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. Bronson, first, tell me, what's the backstory on this wild hog problem?
First of all, Amy, wild hogs or wild pigs or wild swine, whatever you want to call them, none of them are native to the U.S. They were all introduced from Europe and Russia and so forth. They were all brought to the U.S. for various reasons, and they are now categorized as a nuisance species or an exotic species. So the point I want to make is wild hogs are not native wildlife. The very first documentation of wild hogs being in North America was the explorer Hernando de Soto in 1539. But a majority of the wild hogs we have in Mississippi today were released either unintentionally or for intentional purposes, and they've had devastating consequences to Mississippi over the years.
What exactly do you mean by feral hogs?
Okay, feral hogs are basically a domestic hog, formerly was domestic, now living in the wild. It may be just one generation removed from domestication, or it may be literally 10, 20, 30 generations removed from domestication. Versus a wild boar, you hear them as Russian wild boar, Eurasian wild boar. Those were brought over directly from Europe or Russia and released into the U.S. Most of what we have in Mississippi are categorized as feral hogs.
So what is it about these hogs that makes them so problematic?
It comes down to this. Basically, it's what they eat, it's where they live, it's how they reproduce, and because they're not from North America, they don't have any predators. First of all, what they eat, they're an omnivore. About 90% of their food comes from plant matter in various forms, and that could be agricultural crops, it could be acorns, native foods that are competing with our native wildlife. They're opportunistic, meaning they can eat just about anything and take advantage of any situation. They even about 10% of their diet is meat, or carnivore side of their diet, and it's essentially whatever they run across while they're foraging. It could be a snake or a salamander or a rabbit or a fawn. Reproduction is basically, they have a higher reproductive rate than any mammal in North America, probably 2 to 3 times more than even white-tailed deer. They can have 2 litters a year. They can have 4 to 8 young per litter. And mortality-wise, because there's no predators, most of the adults survive. So basically, a population can double every single year. They move all over the place. Home range in Mississippi can be anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 acres. Is where they'll spend their time within a year, and they're very nomadic, so they can move 6 to 7 miles in just a day or two. In terms of their rate of expansion, in 1988, only about 3 to 4% of Mississippi was occupied by wild hogs. Now, over the last 20 years, that's grown to about 40% of Mississippi is occupied, or a rate of growth of about 500,000 acres per year. And it's not just a problem in Mississippi. We have about 40 states in the U.S. now have wild hog populations due to illegal transportation and release.
Now, what can we do about this problem?
Okay, a lot of people think hunting is going to be the best answer, and certainly hunting can play a role. The thing about hunting, and we typically say recreational opportunistic hunting, and what I mean by that is someone, whether they're deer hunting or whether they are hog hunting, but they're taking a few animals per year, and just recreationally taking 2, 3, 4, how many ever hogs a year is not enough. Because of that reproductive rate hogs have, it's not enough to reduce the population. Literally about 70% or more of the population has to be removed if you ever want to control it. To do that, hunting is typically not the answer, but trapping is the way to go. And so really large corral traps are the best way to go, pre-baited with a camera to determine how many hogs are coming to the trap and when to set it. And using a good bait, pre-baiting with a good bait like corn is a really good bait. Resource-wise, if you need some more information about that, if you go to our website, www.wildpiginfo.com. We have trap designs and all sorts of instructions there showing you how to trap hogs. And also on that website, there's a publication, a landowner's guide for wild hog management.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Bronson Strickland, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.